Hey everyone, just a quick little warning. There are some squish sounds happening in this episode. So if you don't like that, just, yeah. Sorry about that. Enjoy the show!
Okay, I know I should be worried about Dog, but something weird is going on in this hotel, and I don't know what. I swear things I thought were in one place are now in another place, and I feel like I'm going crazy. I was supposed to go take a bath, but now I'm too scared. What if there's a creature who knows I'm human? Do I need to wear a mask even as I shower? Okay, that's it. As if I'd answer a phone when it's just someone creepily breathing in it. I'm going to the front desk. I need to at least switch rooms. Why couldn't the kitsune have given me a weapon or something?
Okay, so we're in agreement. We're going to talk to Jessica.
Dog is at the groomer's today, and, you know, now that she's recovered, my mom's going all out on the pampering, so she doesn't know I'm here. She would be devastated if she knew we wanted to see Jessica again.
I don't blame her. Hey, what are we gonna do if Jessica decides to sic Ginny on us?
Yeah, it's a risk we'll have to take? After all, Dog wouldn't tell us anything about the creature either. I mean, hopefully the line dogs would be enough. But maybe we should have asked Terry for some talismans?
Oh, you think of that now?
Well, we can't ask Terry now, so are we ready to do this?
Let's try to get some answers today. Light her up.
Lena. You're making it sound like we're doing something crazy and not just using a lighter.
Just trying to make things a bit more fun before Jessica shows up.
This is going to be our last memory. This is it.
All right, target spotted. Light her up.
Oh my god. Well, great to hear that we are all having a good time before who knows what happens next.
So, how long do you suppose this would take?
Well, hopefully not that long.
Hello.
Oh my gosh.
Hi. Yeah, she's
you really
here now.
Appear out of nowhere, don't you?
I'm surprised you all actually reached out. Now, what do you want after you ruined my attempt to help you?
I don't know. Maybe some actual help for once?
True. Come on. We want answers about the creature in the woods.
A creature in the woods?
Yeah, the one that everyone's been fussing about, and probably the very thing you said you were searching for.
How do you know that's what I'm looking for?
Just because, you know, it's what everyone's been talking about. Except, of course, to us. So we want answers.
Yeah.
Well, I want information as well, then. What more can you tell me?
We know that Sam and Terry are going to look for it soon.
They are? When?
Tell us what we want to hear first.
A trade. Well, it seems like you guys do know a thing or two about how this park works.
Great. Now start talking.
You guys know what Dog is exactly, right?
Duh. A green Martian.
Then you understand the concept of new creatures.
New... what do you mean?
Well, there have been alien sightings throughout human civilization, so maybe that's not new enough. How about this? Do you know Slender Man?
What did you just say?
I need you to stop.
Slender Man? Why does that name sound familiar?
June, don't say that name.
There's no way. No way that this creature actually exists. June, didn't you hear about what happened 2 years ago?
Slender Man.
Stop saying his name!
Hello.
Oh my god.
Oh my. Haven't seen people this old in a long time.
Ow! Lion dogs, get that guy the fuck away from us right now.
Honestly, it's fine, Drew. We're not his prime audience, anyways.
Why is Drew so paranoid?
June, we really need to get you to read the news more. Even I know about this monster. 2 years ago, those girls who tried to kill all for the name of Slender Man?
You know, all the creepy stories from the internet?
I just want to state for the record, that was a shock to me as well. I mean, I loved it, but wow.
You loved it?
Okay. Okay, the point isn't about what he's done, it's about what he is. A new creature. He's only 7 years old.
Yeah, the worst 7-year-old to ever exist.
Shucks, you're making me blush.
You don't have a face to blush.
There were similar cases that followed after that, wasn't there? Kids planning to sacrifice someone for Slendy Man?
It's Slender Man. Although Slendy does have a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Seems like something the kids would like more.
Oh, you stay away from kids, you monster.
But Drew, we've talked about antagonizing creatures.
Okay, but how is it even possible for a creature to be 7 years old? That feels like it should be impossible.
Well, he was created from an online photography contest in 2009. From there, other online forums like Creepypasta started letting their imagination run wild by creating lore for him.
What kind of lore are we talking about?
Child abduction, for the most part. That was the most obvious, since the pictures of him were with children that, quote-unquote, went missing, but this is a pretty common trope within creatures. La Llorona, changelings, etc.
Alina, I've never heard of any of these.
Neither have I. Don't worry, we'll look it up later.
Ugh. This guy became so popular that they created video games. And I think there's even a movie in the works.
Okay, but like, if this guy's story isn't even that original, what made him so popular?
Hey, I resent that. I'm amazing. I'm the Slender Man. You want to know what makes me stand out? Fine.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Oh, tentacles.
I want to
know what makes me different. How about how almost human I look? If it weren't for the fact that I have no face, I could be just about anybody on the street, and you wouldn't even notice.
Oh, too close.
Oh my god, Alina. Alina, get over here right now.
Oh my gosh.
Or what about how no one knows exactly what happens to Slender Man's victims, and there's no way to stop me?
Stay away from us, man.
How about how I was just an internet story, and now people are willing to kill my name?
That's enough, Slender Man.
Don't underestimate me for just being 7 years old.
I don't. But keep this up, and there will be a problem.
Careful! Don't want to deal with another young creature. Now do you?
Goodbye, Slender Man.
I'll be listening.
What on earth were you thinking inviting that monster here?
I told you, we weren't his typical victims. Plus, there's no way the lion dogs or my djinn would have allowed any harm to us.
He got awfully close to us before we even noticed.
Well, that's the kind of danger you have to deal with in this park. Do you still think this is just a fun little adventure for you to go on and then you can just go home? It's not like that for the rest of us.
That's what we're trying to understand. But we're still new to this. You can't just throw us firsthand into danger like that.
You'll never learn if I constantly have to warn you what's going to happen.
Hey, Jessica, where are you going?
Our conversation here is done. There's no point in talking anymore.
But you never told us what we wanted to know. We still want to trade.
You gave me enough information to go off of. You can do the very same with mine.
Just what is up with everyone in this park?
Alina, just calm down. We just need to think. Right?
Yeah, she said she gave us enough information to figure it out. We can do this.
All she did was talk about Slenderman.
No. Don't say okay. The name.
Okay.
We're not dealing with that a second time.
Fine. Anyways, all she talked about was stuff about Slendy?
I think it was actually something he said that was interesting.
Really? Like what?
Okay, so at the very end, before he left, he said, "You don't want to deal with another new creature." He's probably referring to the creature in the woods, right?
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, I haven't heard anything about new entity out there. Have you guys?
If you haven't heard about it, I doubt the two of us have either.
I mean, that's true. But everyone here is making it sound like a really big deal. There's no way it could be some lesser-known creature, could it? I mean, Jessica practically made a deal with the devil. Dog went looking for gods to figure out what to do. A demigod is taking their pet, Cerberus, to find it. That doesn't scream, "Not a big deal to me!"
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, why do I feel an "and" coming with that sentence?
Because there is. Yeah, you're right. And I think you all know what we need to do now.
We're going into the woods, aren't we?
Yes, June, indeed we are.
Hello? Is anyone here? 誰かいませんか? Weird. How could there not be anyone in the lobby? It's not that late yet. Are they in the dining area? Nope. Okay, so I just walked to the dining area. And there are plates and chairs and whatever just floating around like a freaking haunted house. And I think this is my time to leave. Where is everybody? Oh, great. I am definitely being haunted. Excuse me, this is not funny. Look, I'm a kitsune. You can't bully me. I'm a scary fox. Oh, why did I not get Daichi's phone number?
Hey, June. How was your day?
Dog! Hey! Yeah, you know, got all these group projects and you know how those are. You know.
Right. Did you go to the park?
the park? Why on earth would I go to the park today, you know, without you?
June, you're sweating like crazy. If you went to the park, that's okay. Did you see a creature?
Creature? you know, actually, it was a pretty quiet day. Yeah, didn't see much. But, yeah, just so you know, I gotta finish up this group project this week, so I'll be at the library all night on Friday.
Okay, that's fine. Do you maybe want to go to the park on Saturday then?
Yeah, totally. But boy, it's been a long day. I just want to relax and eat dinner.
Okay, well, Mom got octopus from the grocery store today, so dinner will definitely be delicious.
Oh. I don't feel so hungry anymore.
Huh? What do you mean? I thought octopus was your favorite. June! Yeah, kid gets weirder and weirder every time.